Okay, today's daf is Shavuos Mem Dalad. Finish the parak, Mitzvah Hashem. We're picking it up with Lema Kitanoi. So we're going back. The discussion from yesterday was the din of Shmuel. Shmuel was talking about if a person gives out $1,000 loan and he takes a collateral like a handle, and then if he loses that handle, so then you lose the entire loan, even though obviously the handle is not worth that amount. So what I want to say like this: maybe this din of Shmuel is really machloikis tanoim. There wouldn't be such a big chiddush then. You're just telling us one side of the equation. Lema kitanoi hamalves chaver al hamashkon va'ovet hamashkon. So the person lends money and then he loses the mashkon. The collateral's gone. So yeshava v'yitala samosov. He just takes a shavua that it was lost and he gets his money. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. That's the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. However, Rabbi Kiva argues and says no. He could say to him, "Klum hovisoni el al hamashkon." Right. In other words, did you lend me the money? The only reason you got lend you is because of the mashkon. Of the mashkon, of the mosecho. So you lost the mashkon. You lost your money. Aval, but hamalva elef zuz b'shtar. If you wrote out a shtar, now that's going to change things, right? So the shtar, we'll see why that's significant. V'hiniach mashkon bi'ado, and he also has a mashkon with him. In this case, divrei hakol, meaning both Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva would hold to the avod hamashkon of the masav. If he loses the mashkon in this case, he's done. Why? Because he has a shtar as the proof. That's the raya, because I wrote it up. And so I suppose the mashkon functioning, that was just a... it's for potential to get back my money, right? Sehechi dami. What are the cases where Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva argue? Se'i deshavi shir zuze. If the mashkon is the same amount of money, Amud Aleph. So the my time with Rabbi Elazar. What's the reasoning behind Rabbi Elazar, who holds even though the mashkon was lost, the guy is still chayav to pay up? So Elolav, you have to say, but lo shavi shir zuze. It must be a case where the mashkon was not worth the same amount of money that he lent him. Uvu de Shmuel kapligi. So it comes out now they're arguing with Shmuel. What do you mean that according to Rabbi Akiva holds like Shmuel, that if the mashkon is lost, then the whole thing is canceled, nothing to talk about, and then Rabbi Elazar is cholik, right? Rashi says, Shmuel kemiflagi, on the top line, Rabbi Elazar leislei de Shmuel. Rabbi Elazar does not hold the din of Shmuel. The mashkon she'ein shava kol hachov ein adam mekablo el lezikaron devarim. It's not really in place of it; it's just a reminder. Hilkach shomer chinam hu alav. He's like a shomer chinam on this. V'yeshava shelo posha. He takes a shavu that he wasn't negligent. V'she'ein b'rishus. He doesn't have it. V'yito kol osav. And then he gets his money. So that he doesn't like those. Rabbi Akiva kishmuel severely. Rabbi Akiva does hold like Shmuel. Shalashay mashkon kiblo. That's the reason why I gave this for you. I gave you the mashkon for the thing. If you wrote up a shtar, Safi Rabbi Elazar mode. In that case, even Rabbi Elazar would agree. Shamashkon shekibol achrechein l'shem mashkon kiblu. He took it for the sake of the mashkon as collateral. V'hare ein tzorich lo zikaron b'darim. I don't need to remind myself, because that's what the shtar is functioning, right? Shashtar lo l'rayis. Once he has the shtar, that in fact changes things. So again, that was the suggested point. That really is the machlokes Rabbi Lez, Rabbi Kiva, is do they hold from shul or not? So it says lo. The case is where the mashkon, the collateral, is not worth the amount of the actual lahavo. So in this case, kuli alma leis lehu de Shmuel, and everybody leis lehu doesn't hold like Shmuel. V'hachu b'deshavi shir zuze, uchem Rabbi Yitzchak kamiflagei. So they're arguing about a case where the mashkon was equal to the amount of the loan, but they're really arguing with a din of Rabbi Yitzchak. So what is that? Says the Gemara, Dom Rabbi Yitzchak, minayin lebal chov shekun mashkon. How do you know? If you're a Baal Chov, you're the creditor, so you actually are the owner of the mashkon. So he speaks it out, because the pasuk says, Shneh mar ulecho tiyeh tzedakah, right? That for you, for giving out this, returning this guy his object, that would be tzedakah. So what does this mean? The guy has one pair of nice shoes, and he needs these shoes for work. So you are a nice guy, and you give him back his shoes so he can go to work. Or he has a suit for a job interview, so you're holding on to this suit as the mashkon, and now he's got an interview, so you give it back to him in the morning so he can go look respectable for his job interview. But you see from here, from the fact that you're giving it, that you must be the owner. In other words, it's not called tzedakah if I give If I give money that's not mine, right? Says that the Gemara speaks it out. Im ein a koin a mashkon, right? If the one who holding on doesn't really acquire the mashkon, tzedakah minaylo. How can you call it tzedakah, right? So mikan, so you see from here, lebal chov shekon a mashkon. So you see from this case that the Baal Chov actually acquires it. And Rabbi Lezer argues on this. He holds no, that you don't necessarily own it. There's a Tosfos says in Dibra Maslam Mikan, right? Near the Ein Mischai Ba'onsin El Havi Kimo Shomer Socher, right? He's not Chai Ba'onsin, he's like a Shomer Socher. In Mucha Sof Perak Ha'umnin. The boy the ukmo had it on halvo al mashkon shomer socher mashkono shlo beshas halvo so rab yitzrach ve chimuchach be hag was the hag the shomer socher havi. So Tosfos is speaking out exactly what are his levels of obligation, but again it comes out according to Rabbi Kiva would in fact agree with Rabbi Yitzchak, and he holds since he is kona the mashkon, so he's now responsible to pay the value if case it gets lost. Therefore, you would have to take out the money of the mashkon if when you're collecting up the actual chov. So here we go. Leimed Rebbe Yitzchak Tanoihi. So maybe Rebbe Yitzchak is the machlokes Tanoim. V'tisbra, can you really say that? Eimed Om Rebbe Yitzchak. Let's say that Rebbe Yitzchak holds his din. That the again, Rebbe Yitzchak holds that he's kona the mashkon. She mishkino shelo b'shas halvo. When he took it, but it wasn't the time of the actual loan. Mishkino b'shas halvo mi omer, but you know, he took it, but afterwards, just as like to strengthen the loan. But in the case where he actually took it at the time of that, would Rabbi Yitzchak really say, yeah, you're konet? Ella mishkino shlo b'shas halvo. So no, it must be a case where he took the mashkon, but not at the time of the halvo. Right, so kuli amalo pligi de is lehu the Rabbi Yitzchak. In that case, everybody is going to agree with Rabbi Yitzchak. For Hocha, the case must be the machlokas Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Akiva must be the mishkino b'shas havaso, when the guy takes the collateral at the actual time of the hava, the loan. Uver shomer aveda kemifugi. So really, what this is a classic machlokas. They're arguing what is the status of a shomer aveda, someone who's watching a lost item, he's protecting it, hasn't yet been returned, but he's got to take care of it. The Itmar, so it says like this: Shomer Aveda, Rabba Omer Kishomer Chinam. He's like a Shomer Chinam. So again, in that case, if you're a Shomer Chinam, you know you're Potter from Geneva Aveda. Rav Yosef Omer Kishomer Socher Dami. Rav Yosef holds no, he's like a Shomer Socher. Why is that? Why is he like a Shomer Socher? So Rashi says, Rashi is on the top of Amud Beis. Shomer Socher Dami Schar Mitzvah. You know what reward you're getting for watching this? Gevalt. You're watching the guy's object. You're doing a mitzvah for him. So that's your schar. Umalva al hamashko nami mitzvah. And then when you're lending it with a mashko, that's also a mitzvah. Somebody Tosis argues. Tosis says no. The reason why you are a shomer socher is this, is because it's called Pruta Rabbi Yosef. In other words, it looks like this. If I'm watching, if I'm doing one mitzvah right now, so Osik mitzvah, Potman mitzvah, it's all sugin, sukkan, chafei. So I'm watching this guy's talis for him. He lost it, and I'm holding on to it now. And then the Ani comes to me and says, hey, Jaffe, give me a dollar. I says, sorry, I'm busy right now. I'm Osik mitzvah. I'd really like to help you out, but you know, according to the Ritva says even more. The Ritva says it's osir for you to do another mitzvah. Osir mitzvah potman means that you can't do the other mitzvah at that time. So that's why you're a shomer socher, because think how much money I'm saving. All these anim are coming, and I'm sorry, I'd really like to pay, but I can't give you a check right now. I'm so busy watching this object for you. There's a lot of discussion in this as well, but just to speak it out, okay, according to like this, according to Bielezer, right, even if the mashkon was lost, then he still gets to collect the entire amount of it, right? That's like Rabba and Rabbi Akiva, who's holding that, no, you lose out on the value of the mashkon. That would hold like the opinion of Rabbi Yosef that he is a shomer socher. But within Rabbi Yosef, there's different opinions as to how do you understand this. There's a Chasam Sofer brings down, we have a concept called a Zokin Shein Lefi Kvoido, that, you know, Shomer Aveda, there's not all the time you have to you have to return the object, right? So it says in Parshas Kiseitze, right? It says v'salam to mehem. You're allowed to hide yourself. You pretend like you don't see that. So the Gemara explains that you have a Rosh Hashiva. And they find somebody's dirty gym socks. So it's certainly not the Bekovedik for the Rosh Hashiva going around, excuse me, are these your smelly gym socks? So he's allowed to not return it. Okay. But the question is, could he volunteer to do that? Right? Is he allowed to volunteer something that technically speaking he's not mechuyev to? So in this it's a discussion. According to the Rambam, it would seem that he could volunteer. He certainly is not obligated to, and there's no problem with him walking past the smelly gym shorts, what it is, and not returning. It's a busha, right? He doesn't want to walk around these are your gym shorts, whatever it is. That's what the Rambam says. He could though. He's like he can vato on his covered. The Rosh says no. The Rosh argues says you're not allowed to. It's usur for him to do that. He's not allowed to because it's bizarre to the Torah, and he's not allowed to do this. So therefore, it would be awesome for him to go around doing that. And therefore, if he's doing that, he's not doing that. He wouldn't have comes out since he's not doing a mitzvah at that time. He's doing an iser, so he wouldn't have the sort of osik min a mitzvah potim min a mitzvah because b'shas ma'isa when he's doing the shomer veda. He's not doing a mitzvah. Okay, back to the Gemara. Lame, one second. If we're going to say that really this Rav Yosef is a machloikis between the Tanoim, the Rav Yosef Tanoihi, you want to say that? Lo. B'shomer Veda Kuli Alma Is Lahud Rav Yosef. When talking about a Shomer Veda, everybody holds like Rav Yosef. V'hocha b'malvet tzorech l'mashkon kamiflagi. The machloik is a case where the creditor, he needs the mashkon. That's the machloikis, right? He's using it with permission, right? But he's just taking out they're subtracting it from the fee, what he's using. Mar sover mitzvah ko'ovid. So Rabbi Akiva holds that he's still doing a mitzvah, right? Mar sover, Rabbi Elazar would hold lav mitzvah kovid. He's not necessarily considered to be doing a mitzvah, and therefore he's at the status of a shomer socher. The lema kitanoik. Going back now to Shmuel, that if he lost the mashkin, the whole thing, even though it wasn't worth it, but the whole thing is now done. Hamal ve'es chaveira al hamashkin v'nichnasa shmita. Oh, so shmita also cancels the loan. So afa pi she'ein shove elapalga, even though it's only going to be worth half of the amount of the loan, ein mishamit, it does not wipe out the debt, right? Shmita means release. It doesn't release it. Ein mishamit, it's not done with. Divrei Rabbi Gamliel ben Shimon ben Gamliel. Okay, I'm sorry, that's the opinion of Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi Omer. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi says no. Im haya mashkono k'neged chovo, if the mashkon equals the amount of the chov, ein mishami. Then okay, in that case, it doesn't wipe it out. Ve'im lav, but if it's not equal to the same amount, it's a $1,000 loan and it's a $50 mashkon. In that case, mishami. Then it does. Shmita does wipe it out. Someone asked one second. My ein mishami to ka'omer tanakama. What is going to Tanakama, just to keep it clear, that is Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, right? So what does he say? Ilema, and now again, Ilema always, when the Gemara uses that, is introducing a rejected answer. It's a good, just a key piece to know. Ilema kenegdo, if you're going to tell me that it was, what? It was equal. So Mechlal, the Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, so that would imply, since it's a machloik, is Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is holding kenegdo namim shami, that whatever equal to it also gonna be wiped out. Ela my tof is mashkon. So in that case, why would you have to grab the mashkon at all, right? So ela lav keneged kulo. It must be that Rav Shimon Gamliel says the shmita doesn't wipe it out. That's when it's going according to the whole thing. Uvid Shmuel kap miflagi, and they're really arguing on the rule of Shmuel, which we started with saw yesterday, but continuing now, right? That in other words, that the collateral that you give is really equal to the entire chov, even if it's monetarily worth less, but we equate the two. So it says, no, you can't say like this. Lo, kenegdo. Really, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel holds the shmita, doesn't wipe it out, it's only when it's kenegdo. Uvahak mifli, they're arguing something else. Tanakama sover kenegdo. Rav Shimon holds that it only, what's it called, doesn't wipe out the amount that's equal to the mashkon. Rabbi Yehuda Nanasi Omer's kenegdo nami mishamit. Like this whole thing, deka omrot Lamai tofis le mashkon. So you ask me a question then. Why then? Wait, I want to make sure I said it over correctly. Kenegdo. Kenegdo is. Right, yeah. The Kenegdo, that's Rim Shimon Gamliel holds, that it only wipes out the part of the mashkonia. Rabbi Yehuda, no, see, so we're connected now. Right? The Kala Amr, when you had the question, Lamai, the problem was Lamai Tofis Le Mashkon. So why are you taking the Mashkon, right? So the answer is no. Zikron Devarim Ba'alma. He's only taking it just as a reminder, right? Just that to make sure this guy's going to pay me up. But that's not really the equal value of it. Let's see the Rambam. It's a Rambam here. Second, this Rambam is in Shmita Vayovel. The Rambam is Perek Tes. Halacha Yud Dalet. Hamalvel Hamashkon Eina Mishamit. Vehu Shiye Achov Keneged Hamashkon. That's when the amount of the loan, the debt that's owed, is Keneged Hamashkon. Ve'im HaYasser Mashmir HaYaser. If it's more than that, then it's going to wipe out the more than that. So the Rambam really is holding like the second opinion of how we understood Shmuel. And the Rosh who argues, but he holds like the first way that we learned out the opinion of Shmuel. Okay, Hadlach Shmuel Adayanim. We'll start the next pairing. So before, in a second, we're in Rambam. So let's see another important Rambam before beginning this. This is the very beginning of Hilchos Toin V'Nitan. So the Rambam is a good hakdama that would make sense before beginning the seventh parak of Shavuos. Wow, we're getting close. Says the Rambam in the very beginning, Hatoines Chaveiro B'Metaltlin. Okay, so you have a tain on him for movable property from Metaltlin. V'Hodlo B'Miktas, right? And he's asking him to part of it, but not the entire amount. Hareze Mishalim Ma Shehodu, Bo, right? So you pay, he says, you have 10 of my Borsellino hats, because I only have 5. So, okay, so you have to, you give him the 5 you owe to. V'Nishbal Hashar. And then you take a shavu on the remaining 5 min hator. That's a shavu deraisa shnemar asher yomer kihuze. That's the famous line kihuze. This is what I owe you, but nothing more than that. V'chein im kofer b'kol. And the guy denies, no, I don't have any of your borsellino hats. V'omer lo hayu devarim le'olam lehadam. Right, lo hayu devarim me'olam lehadam. I said never happened. Veid echad meid, right? But one aid echad comes along and says, "Shehu chayvo." He says, "No, you do." Sahar is a nishba min haTorah. So then, with an aid echad, he also forced him to take a shavua that he doesn't have it. Umepia shemua lamandu. We learn out shekol malkam sheshnayim mechayvim oiso mamun. In any case, where 2 people could be mechayv the guy to pay money, ech mechayv a shavua. So an aid echad could cause him to take a shavua. Vechein lamdu mepia shemua. Sometimes we have a mepia shemua sheaid echad dechol. Okay, so for a shavua, an eid echad could make him do this. Halacha beis. This is now going to directly relate to the mishnah we're about to start. It's a long mishnah, actually. We're probably not going to get through the whole thing. We're definitely going to get the whole thing, but we'll start. We'll do at least an amud beis. So says the Rambam. Ein lecha mechuyev shavua min haTorah chutz mishlosha. They're only on a Torah level, 3 cases where a person is chayev to take a shavua. Misha hod b'miktas, right? We just saw a person takes the mode of miktas. He says, ki huzei, like this. Misha chayev v'idechot, or an idechot makes it. V'hashomer, right? Shomer is also a shavua midraisa. Shehari ne'mar b'shomer, shavuas Hashem, tia ben shnehem. There'll be a shavua between the 2 of them. Okay, those are only 3. Ukvar bi'anu shavuas hashomrim b'hilchas shechiros. I've already explained that. V'chol echad min hashlosha nishba v'niftar milashalim. So this is the chiddush. That in this case where the person takes a shavua and they don't have to pay. I took an oath, and now I'm exempt. Aval kol hanishboim v'noiplin kigon sechir v'nechba v'poigim es shtaro kiotibo. Now the different case we're going to get into right now where a person says, I wasn't paid, or I was damaged, something like that. V'chein kol hanishboim b'taynes sofek. A person has a doubt on their taina. Kigon ashutfim v'harisin, partners, or an oris, a guy works there. Kol hanishboim b'taynes chacham. They take a shoe now on a dirub. Bonan shavuos we're going to be talking about. V'chol eila hashavuos afa pishehem divrei sofrim. even though these are rabbinic, not deraisa, nevertheless, harehen ke'ein shel Torah b'nikitas chifetz. We still take chayv shel kedusha, and when you take, as we learned earlier on in the last parak. So here we go. Here's the Mishnah. Kol nishbon shebetorah nishboin velo mishalmin. That's right. You take the shavua and your potter. Ve'elin nishbon v'noklin. And then here's a case where it's on a derabbanan level, where you take the shavua and then you get to take whatever you were arguing about, the property, right? The fact that you took a shavua entitles you to it, even though you don't necessarily, you're not holding on to right now. So the first one is hasochir, a person who was hired, and he says, you never paid me my works, my wages. Vahanigzal, a guy who was robbed, and you're suing the guy who robbed you. Vahanechbal, a guy who was beaten up. Chaval means to wound somebody, to injure them. Or another case, chshenegna choshrol hashavua, when the guy who you're arguing with is, we suspect that he really isn't going to be honest with that, right? So in that case, we don't suspect this. Then the other guy, the one who's claiming, he's going to take the shvua and he gets the money, right? Another case, v'chenvoni al pinkoso. The chenvoni is a, we'll see the case the Gemara's going to speak out what that is, when he has a, pinkos means like his ledger, right? He has written down what he paid. Okay, so the more next, again, we're starting on the more, but the Mishnah still. Fasochir, Ketzad. What's the case of the Sochir? Omer lo. So the guy says to his boss, Tainli Sechari Sheesh Li Biyodcha. Give me the money that's in, my money that's in your hands. Vahu Omer, and the employer says, one second. Nisati, you forgot that. I paid you last week, right? Vahalo Omer, and he says, nope, lo natalti. I never got them. So in this case, now the poel, he's going to take it. Hu nishba v'noito. He takes a shvu, he never got his money, and he gets to collect them. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. So we're going to have a few cases of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Stam is not Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, it's Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloi. So he was a fourth generation Tana. He actually was one of the last Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. So much so, we've spoken out that according to I think it's in Pei Vav, and Sanhedrin talks about how the Sifra, right, the Torah's Kohan is all going, is Rabbi Yehuda, but it's all Libet Rabbi Akiva. So he was one of the last five Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. So again, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ad Shetehei Sham Miktas Hodot. No, he's not going to get, unless there's a Modeh B'Miktas over here, Ketzad. So how do you have that? Amar lo tein li schari chamishim dinar sheyesh li biyadcha. You pay me 50 dinar. What you have. And then the boss said, no, but who oimer his kabalta dinar zohav. You already got a dinar zohav, which is 25 silver dinar, right? So he's masking that he still owes him part of it. So then the poel here would take a shvu and he gets to collect everything. That's the mode of the mikzas. Nigzal Ketzad. What about a guy who was robbed? Sahaya me'idin oiso shenichnas lebeso lemashkano shlo bereshus. So he says, no, the guy came into his house and he took the mashkon without any permission. I didn't tell you could do that. Vehu omer, and he says, kelai netalta. You took my kelim. Vehu omer, he says, lo netalti. I never took them. Right? Yeah, and steal. Hu nishba v'noito. So in this case, he takes a shavu and he gets the paid. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ad shetei sham miktas hodo. Nope, there has to be more of a miktas over here. Same thing. Ketzad, what will be a practical example of this? Amar lo. The one who's coming to claim his father says, shnei kelim netalto. You took two of my kelim. Vehu Omer, lo netalti el echad. Nope, I only took one of them. So he admits he took one. So now he has, you know, the guy, the what's called the towin, takes a shavua, and then he gets to collect the whole part of his taina. Okay, so that was what? That was the nigzal. We did the socher. Now nechbal, the guy who was hurt, who was beaten up. What do? Ketzad. Hayme'idin oisu shenichnas tachas yado shalim v'yotza chovel. So they saw that he went into his house and he was shalim. He was, you know, like Yaakovin, right? He was shalim. He was totally fine, healthy, everything's good. But then when this guy comes out of the house, he comes out and he was chovel. he's beaten up, he's bruised, he's bleeding. Amalo chavalta bi. You hurt me, right? And the guy says, "Lo chavalti, I didn't touch you. I didn't touch you." Harezin nishba v'noito. someone was injured, takes a shavua, and he gets to collect his nezikin, right? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ad sheteisha miktas hodah. So no, same thing. We're seeing the pattern here, right? That there has to be some sort of hodah. Ketzad, what would that example be? How could you be maskim so'omelo chaval to be shtayim? You hit me two times. He says, no, lo chivalti b'cho el achas. I only punched you one time. So he takes a shavua that you know you really hit me twice, and therefore he's allowed to collect. The Ram speaks out in Hilchas Chovil Amazik. This is Perek Hey. So the Rambam speaking out again. These are all derabbanans. So why is that? Why can you take a shuva? Here's the Rambam tells us that he's like this. Knas konsu chavazu v'noitema shiroil. Did I skip a line? Yeah, I'm sorry. Knas konsu chachomim le'elu shotim bali zroa. There was a knas they put on these big tough guys that the Chazal didn't want them going around beating up people. She nechbal ne'man. The guy who is beaten up, he has a ne'manus, right? That we believe you. When you don't want just people. Nobody saw me do it, right? You know, when we learned all the sugyas in Sanhedrin, so we saw there was such a high criteria, such a high level. It's kamath almost impossible to ever be chayv misa for killing somebody, right? But here's so we're much more lenient on this. The guys believed, right? We believe you when you say that this guy beat me up. Right, he says that I was hurt. The who she who sham Aiden. This is a case where there were Aiden for it. You can't just go around making up stories. Kate said hayushne Aiden me Aiden also shenichnas l'toch yado shalim v'yatzo chovel. They see we saw him go into the house. We saw him go into the locker room. We saw them go, behind the building, and he looked fine. And v'yatzo chovel, he comes out all beaten up. V'lo ruhu be'is shechovel bo. But we didn't actually see him punch him. The who omer lo chivalti. The guy says, I didn't touch him. V'halo omer ata chivalti. B, you did. Hareze nishba v'noitel. So we see that he takes a shavua, the guy was beaten up, and he's allowed to collect. Because we want to protect people. We don't want to have a society where you can go around hurting people with impunity. Very important lesson. Okay, in Mitzvah Shem, we'll pick it up. It's a long Mishnah. We'll continue with the case of the Kesheng D'Choshed al Shavua, Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow.